Hello, everybody. Mike Green's here for a quick solo podcast. I didn't know what I was going to talk about until I saw a post from some random guy on Twitter. Their name was Behold a Pale Horse, which lets you know they're a nut. And Behold a Pale Horse had a screenshot that indicated that the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to defeat the Houston Texans this weekend, or I should say on Monday night this week, in the wild card weekend playoffs. And this was done to indicate that the NFL is rigged, that it's, there's a script that all the players are following and the results are predetermined, much like the WWE. And this is something that people have really gotten invested in recently, is the idea that sports are rigged. And this is very silly because the conspiracy would require hundreds, thousands, if not tens of thousands of people to be involved in the conspiracy. And also, don't know that the NBA would be rigging everything so that Oklahoma City could win a title, because not a big market. I think if this was all rigged, the Knicks and Lakers would be winning a lot of championships, and they haven't won a lot recently. Lakers have only gotten one recently, and the Knicks never win the NBA title, so yeah. Maybe they should rig a little harder, a little better, because they don't know what they're doing with the rigging as it stands right now. So the thing about this kind of conspiracy theory is that it shows you a conspiracy theory that people love and that people really get invested in. And it's the conspiracy theory of the conspiratorial group that is both evil and stupid. People love the evil, stupid conspiracy theory because it makes them feel smart that they've uncovered the conspiracy, and that the conspiracy is at its core being run by a bunch of bumbling morons, which makes them laughable. They're hilariously stupid and easy to thwart, and it is enjoyable to imagine yourself in a battle of wits against a buffoon. That's just hilarious. It's, oh, this powerful group is doing a thing, but they're actually very stupid. I can outsmart them and defeat them. The NFL left their script on Google for me to look at. Ha ha, got them. Oh, that dumb NFL. I've exposed the fact that their sportball organization is all scripted and rigged. And you'll hear the stories about how the NFL is quote unquote registered as entertainment, which they'll never explain to you where they're registered or how they're registered. They just are. They're just registered as for entertainment. And that means they're rigged and blah, blah, blah. But the evil, stupid conspiracy theory, it has its origin, or the reason why people enjoy it is because they see it as a transposition of our government. Because I'm pretty sure if you've listened to our podcast, you'd probably assume that I believe the Trump administration is evil and stupid. And you'd be right. That's definitely how I view them. And so your reaction will be, but Mike, you just said the evil, stupid conspiracy theory is dumb, yet you subscribe to a version of it already, and you've just admitted it. But there's a difference. The Trump administration got elected into power, and we know how that happened. The American people voted for this rather foolishly, with a big assist from our corrupt media and so on and so forth. But this was all out in the open. This was all overt. We knew this was a thing that could happen and would happen if enough people went to their polling places and marked the square for Donald Trump. And guess what they did? So we're fucked. And the other thing is our government is a giant apparatus full of people. You've got the House and the Senate and all the different state congresses and governors and so on. So you're going to get a smorgasbord of stupid and evil people that are willing to get in front of a camera and say stupid and evil shit. And you, the person who doesn't care for those people, will react to that and go, oh my God, I can't believe how stupid and evil that guy is. He really sucks. I hate him. And that is how you should feel. We should all hate these people. But on the other side of the aisle, I'm sure plenty of Republicans would think that the Biden and Obama administrations were stupid and evil. Because ideology blinds people to the intellect of their enemies, and your opponent is a goddamn moron who's also committing treason against America and should be sent to Gitmo to pay for their crimes. So on and so forth. That's just how this works.